Shir Tzadik Tes and Sukkah Chaf Aleph Sivan Hetosh from Aleph, June 23, 1981, on Tuesday continued.
Superficially, it should appear that way, not like us. Superficially, I mean, it's a slur. It should appear. So, of what significance is the fact it's already on there? So, it's already on there. But the mitzvah, the chinuch of lulav, of taking the dalit meaning, takes place, commences in the daylight of Yom Tov, not in the night. But Rashi says the opposite. So, in other words, what does it mean? In other words, that it means, it really means, well, it might involve a metaphysical concept, but it really means that when Yom Tov begins, when it's Kiddush Hayom, so it really means that the night and the day begins. In our perception, it is just night, it's not day yet. But metaphysically speaking, so it's the night and the day. All right. I don't like to discuss these concepts. Umam de Marsha, Sova, Eindichoyen Yitze, Elvin Yimdushe, Yim Kaponez, Loi de Kula, Loi Amin Yitichoyen Yitze. In time of the Apostle, she does not know so, because of a mother saw the mega day, Shaya Vasie, and the mega two of the Suke, please, Yafir Vienna, Boy, Vizeba Asia, Vizeba Asia, Mazer Shaya, Mazel lo inosu, abzel lo inosu, valvelu istoru from it. Alright. Oy shana of the rubin, oma rafriz de, do mose rabinu agode lo omei, ve amoke yie bezre. Now sometimes the Bach really mentions it. Sometimes when I'm going to say rabinu agode, they have reference to Rebbe. But here, it doesn't have reference to Rabbi. It has reference to Rav. Dover ze Rabin Abodolombe, ve amokin yiye beezre, Rav, lo yishon lo elu bimokin echo, avo, vishnayim, o yishon yishon ikeim eis kosher, o yishon yishon ikeim eis kosher. So Rav said, Rav Chizkiya said at first, in the name of Rav, that when we say that if the berries are more than the leaves, so the hottest is possible, that is, if all the berries which are more than the sum total of the leaves and the hottest happen to be in one place. And if in one place all the berries are located, all the berries are located and they are more than the leaves, let's say you have 10 leaves and you have 11 berries, but whereas the leaves are spread out over the whole stem, so the berries, the 11 berries, are concentrated in one spot. So then it is possible. But suppose there are 10 leaves and 11 berries, but the 11 berries are spread out in two places, not in one place, so then it's kosher. Then it's kosher. Omale Rove, the Bach makes a correction of Rove, not Omale Rove. I don't understand why. All right. Omale Rove, Shnayim, Ushlesha Mikemeis, have a Minuna Lukosu. So there are two Yosoyes here. One Yosoy is the way we have it nowadays. Omoli Rove, Shnayim, Ushlesha Mikemeis, have a Minuna Lukosu. And the other Yosoy is, Omoli Rove, Adarabe, Shnayim, Ushlesha Mikemeis, have a Minuna Lukosu. Now there is a basic difference between the two Yosoyes. If we are there is the way it appears in our text, Shnayim Shlesha Mikemeis, so Havanim Numaru Poso, so then it means that in both situations it's possible, according to Rav. In both situations it's possible. It's possible when the 11 berries, which are more than the number of leaves, happen to be in several places, and it's possible when they happen, when they are concentrated in one place. But if we are gayrays, only one adarabe, Schneider, Schneider, Kings, and Luna Apostle, so it means adarabe has the connotation just the opposite. Adarabe, if can start. So in other words, just the opposite. Shnayim Shlishim Ikeim is a Mumel Apostle. But if they are concentrated in one place, it's kosher. So that's the Nachim. Alright. Elo Yit Marochi. Oy Shoy Amen Yehudim Yolo Apostle. Amar Achizde, Tomoze, Rabbi Nagore Omrani, Vamokim Yehudim Yisrael. Loi Shomu Elo Avon Anor of Shcheles. Avon Anor of Yerekeis. Min dohodes ubi kosher. You see, the berry, so at first, before it becomes white, so the berry is green. Now if the berry is green, so it has the same marrow, like the hodes. So there isn't such a striking contrast between the appearance of the berry and the leaves and the hodes. So the melee, it's not possible. It's not possible. Because since the marrow is the same, even though it has more berries than leaves, it has 10 leaves and 11 berries, but it's the same marrow, so it's quite consistent with other. On the contrary, it might admit to the beauty of it. But if it's already shcheles, so there is a striking contrast between the appearance of the leaves and the appearance of the berries. The berries, so then it's possible. I have a question. Omar Apoke, Adumes, Kishreine, Damien, Domer, Abchamine, Haidam, Shoche, Odomi, Elo Shalom. So that is the Gabik Somi, but it is the same concept. Yes, the same concept. All right. Wie mag ich rabbin und rab, wie mag ich mehr schalab und kuhi jachal, wie mag ich nahe und schmordes. Hoch als Menschen noch mag ich mehr schalab und schnaim, ich nicht bekämen ins Koschen. Und mir rot ist schnaim, ich nicht bekämen ins Zahn, und mir rot post. Hoch als Menschen noch kamen, und mir rot so chasodis, biesrik. Und so chasodis biesrik. Und mir rot post auf Hoda Ruf. Ich habe uns geschrieben, so in die Ruf gehen die Nummer. Nummer tatsächlich du hast. Das ist ein Spar. Aber ich habe nur im Schreiben. שכל ישראל ידעו שמשלו מזכורו של ירי כנית. מי לא עוד עשינו? שמעבירו את שוב על הילי, מי לא עבינו בה, ואז אם יזכי שחיל את דמי, ולעד מי יורקו, וזהו שחררו סוף, ושיאפשו מיד יסר יהיו שחיל הילי. So, יאלוכן את הזמן שאיתי נלחס מידר לגבי קסומי. Has a bearing here upon us. Why is the same concept? In other words, because Adonis in Shcheles is really considered as the same kind of opening. But green and Shcheles are not considered as the same kind. So that's why the Gemara mentions Rav Hanina's name. Alright. Rav Hanina Dami, Dam Shocher, the Isha Odin, El Shaloko, the Pichot Emu, Kimitnam, Hamisha Domit Neim, the Isha Odin, the Ashoche. In mi atom kosher. If they are berries one more than the leaves, and then he reduced them, so it's kosher. So the more as a kosher, the mi atom in the matter the way in my house. When he was in his mind, he lay me mi kami the lag de pshit. If he was mi maya before the good pshit. Now let's see the Rashi. Pshit. Am I live solid? לא ימין האוסו יש כאן, שערי נגעת בהכשר. שאיף, let's say, originally it had 11 bells, more than the number of bells. And then, before he was migrated into any good, so he reduced the number of bells. So why should it be? So how could there even be self-indictor that it's possible? That the Mishnah has to tell us. It's a double portion. Pshita, my Nifsoni, Lomin Osu Yishkan, there couldn't be any basis for another view that the Mishnah should tell us. Sha'alinegad v'herksher. So in other words, when did it become a chepzah v'mitzvah? When it became a chepzah v'mitzvah, so it was kosher. Sha'alinegad v'herksher. V'goyim mishmutich yishkan. Sha'alikoro shem mitzvah leo bidich. Koro mitzvah leo. El v'posat lagde. But the Mishnah has referenced the case where we reduced the number of berries. After the Igud, so the time that he was miyagin, the Ruvet, together with the Hadassim and the Arobes, so the Hadassim were suing, and after that, he reduced it. So the Mishnah tells us, that it's kosher, but it's not such a kosher. That involves the problem, the question of Dochmi Koru. Because the moment he was Miagret, the moment Magret, so then that's the way it has to be used as a Heftar Mitzvah. But it did not become a Heftar Mitzvah. It did not become a Heftar Mitzvah because at the time it had too many berries on it. So it was Dochel. And then when it was Mayer, so it became Mireh. But at no moment was suited for a Mitzvah. So Tipshet Mei Tichon Yikot Ala Adichu. So Gemara says, Leilom Bosadar. Bosadar. Because so far, Leilom Bosadar. So then you say, we should be patient. The Dichon Yikot is a Dichon. No, we cannot be patient. The Dichon Yikot is a Dichon. Because so far, Agad Azmore Baumel. Azmore Baumel Afku. Now we have to see Rashi. אל בוס אדם ואשמיר היתנה דמו את מסוכר יאופינו ומבצל אל משום אוס ומפסול מי הוא שם אמרו את בוס אדם די so that means and who had his soul heart and who had his soul heart who had his soul heart but if who had his soul heart so then since Lord Yitzhak Chagat, so the Heftar of the Mitzvah consists of the Igud, not just of the Hadassim individual, but of the Igud. And at the time when the Igud took place, so then it was not always a Heftar of the Mitzvah, because it had too many berries, the Hodes. Now then, when he reduces the berries, so then the thickness emerges by itself. So we should apply the law of Tasu and also. The answer is Lo Yalfinon Ruven Misuke. Rashin Al Tanya the rule of Misuke Lo Yalfinon Mitzvah Mishnah Asu Mitzvah. Miu Mishu Dochu Havelon the Mitzvah. Shall we call of Shem Mishain or Psuo Vishas Avidosen Umi Nachshale Shmamin or Dichon Mikore Labdichu Vinipshet Minei Pauge, the Boyon, the Stuart for Mitzvah, so Indiho, Mishit Moche, the Dicho Mikore, and Abdul, the Gandicho, and Dicho, and we can hear a Yonte, but can we try caution if I can a Yonte called Dicho Mikore? So I pass him. Leilom Bosada, because so far, Agud has money bound, Ein Agudose, Tri Hashem, we is Cholo, Shem Mule, Posse, we trace, ויהיו כך, אפילו דוחר מיקורי, אין כאן שמיקדים שאולו ויהיים, ויהודנו, בפסולי, דחיל ללמות את זמן מצווה, ולחוז עלי, מיקר דוחר, אבל מכאן לאוכל. So, יהיו כך, אפילו דוחר מיקורי, אין כאן, עד שמיקדים שאולו ויהיים, ויהודנו בפסולי, דחיל ללמות את זמן מצווה, ולחוז עלי, מיקר דוחר, אבל מכאן לאוכל, לב דוחר. Loved off. So what did he say? He says, so the Pshat in this Rashi, this Rashi is a different Rashi. There is a Rami, there is a Mashot. But I think that the Pshat in this Rashi is that when Gemara says, at first, when Gemara says, when the Maksha says, the Matina im Hasilu im Kamran ve Pshit, Elo Bosa de Agde, Doch Mikol. So the Maksha assumed was a damn day, was a night time, you know, Mr. Doyalfino, you know, Mr. Schlosser, which was a so. So that means, in the maximum assumed, if we say that the Mishnah's reference to was a damn day, that, so the Tanner of the Mishnah holds that we have told her. But now, when the Gemara says, where he was a damn day, because of a ragged as money value, that means that it's the Tule, the Tanner of the Mishnah holds, Lulev Eitzor Chavit. Lulev Eitzor Chavit. So Mele, the Agit has no real significance, the Hebrews. Because what does Agit mean? It's not even necessary. He can be kind of mitzvah without Hebrews. All right, there's a meaning of Zekir Vaveil. So the Hebrew only involves the Azmone of setting it aside in that form, in a state of agreement. But it doesn't become, if you have been so hugged, so the Igud does not place them in the position to become as a unit, the Hefzer of Mitzvah. Because you have been so hugged, so each meaning of the Dalit meaning by itself is part of the Hefzer of Mitzvah. Whether you are the Agit or not the Agit, makes no difference. So since it took place before Yom Tov, it seems the mute he reduced them before Yom Tov, so then it's not in Dochmi Kore. It's not in Dochmi Kore. You can have in Dochmi Kore income. Actually, can show by name, we then will be sure. Because since he reduced it before Yom Tov, even though he reduced it after he was married, because the ego doesn't play any role if Lula Vein Tzorchage. So the ego doesn't constitute any adaptation in the Hefzer of Mitzvah. If Lula Tzorchage, so the ego constitutes an adaptation to the Mitzvah. But if Lula Vein Tzorchage, so the good is no adaptation to the mitzvah. You can become a mitzvah without the good. Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. So we may even if we say the dochem kore haven't yichubad mitzvahs, so only if it is wrong for the mitzvah. Mashal can hear everything took place. Everything took place before Yom Tov. So it wasn't the zman mitzvah yet. It's not wrong for the mitzvah, so it's not doch altogether. It's not even doch mikor. This is what Rashi said. So, aber we can doch elab dochu. Ve'imati miyonke. Ho, aber miktor, now we want. Ve'imati miyonke. So you're not allowed because the Rabbanon it's makni patish. Because there is no physical tikkun, but there is a legal tikkun. Until he reduces the number of leaves, so then it's not all for the mitzvah. And after he reduces them, it becomes fit for the mitzvah. So it's a legal tikkun. So in the mele, it's also Rabbanon. Ho babalikton, so the Bashkaloshna of the Mishneh implies that it's also. But if he didn't have a the Rabbanon, but it's kosher. Hope and Victor, my kosher. The Ashkarens. When did it become black, the bear? Because when does the ribbon and Novi and the Hodes pass away only if the berries are shocked, not if they are green. So, the Ashkarens. Ili the Ashkan Esmail Erev Yom Tov, so doch mikore. Tipshet b'nei doch mikore, do we have the doch? So that means when Yom Tov began, it was still post. So maybe it's doch mikore. Because in Dochem Yikor is Habidochu, so even the Ede of Abu Mikhton, he should not be able to be Mikhail in the Mitzvah. And the Mishnah implies, it's also to do it, but the Ede, if he did reduce them, the barriers. So then is kindness, elav yashav yonte. So, but what we say, the Mishnah is referencing the case where it became shochet anyonte, because first the barrier is weak, like every other food. And then it acquires a different color. So then it becomes black. So if you say that it's Ashra the Yomtev, so that means when the Yomtev began, it was whole for the mitzvah. It was perfectly whole for the mitzvah. Because it was hollow. Then, let's say, many hours later, in Yomtev, it became black. So it became the kiposu. And then he reduced that. So it's nireh v'yitcheh v'chozah v'nireh. So on the contrary, so then it will be a riot. It may be a chidush that not only dochom in korel le'avu dochom, that even nireh v'yitcheh v'chozah v'yitcheh, which is more likely to be possible than dochom in korel. So even that is le'avu dochom. Even that is not, there's nothing wrong with it. Shema'as v'nireh v'yitcheh v'chozah v'yitcheh, Loy, Leilon, Dashka, Minikor. So, in the Haname, so you can be patient. So, that much. Doch, Minikor, Rabbi Doch, Tibshe, today. Our dear Mitra, he's a Mitra, Loy Tibshe. Tom Rabba. Or I'd not see the Rashi. Home, I feel beyond the question. Babagam, Lega, Kvod, or beyond the. The anime with the ashram of the mimas. You will be okay if it's green, it's very past. You will be called the motes mamitsa with the hotel, how will you know how we call it? Ella the ashram yonte. Vari nira the yonte, the nira the sheshkin, and shmamma the bit me up, tipshin in it. The vari doch me call all the nira me itre. The mash me nira me itse meyom at achsho, hashtu di merze. Vahabe ki kofi shirita shachsho, mitrosi me chuzas mamma yo. Avo nira me itse me itre me meyom, habo me doch. Tome rabo. Because if you bow the Nisa of Mamloch, Mishim Rabbez Rab Shimon Amru Mimati, that you are allowed to have Chile to reduce the barriers. So you more as a kashi, how can Rabbez Rab Shimon say that it's Mutter to Mimari, it is Misakin, for a Misakin Mone Biyonte, Amr Abashi, Kinish Riktor Vahil, Lokto Vahil, In other words, here, Rebbe Rav Shimon will be made that if he reduces, he blocks out the number of barrels. He reduces the number of barrels for deliberately, for the purpose of adapting it for the mitzvah of valid meaning. So then it's also, because then he's misakin on it. But when does Rebbe Rav Shimon say that it's muter to reduce it? When his kavanah is not to adapt it for the mitzvah. His kavanah is, he likes the berries, he wants to eat them. So the male is a Dovashim Yitzchav. So the Dovashim Yitzchav, but Rav Shimon agrees with his father Rav Shimon, the Dovashim Yitzchav is Mutter. Whereby the Rav Dab Dabai and the Rav Shimon is Kreshel Yomus, Hochem Mayaskinon, the Rizlei, Hoi Shaitachi. Now this is one of the Gemores from which the Och deduces his Alochim. He's a loche. The situation really this way is mutar. It's a number of gemar. So chayze the zaitze and the gemore in Shabbos. Several gemores in Shabbos. Gad atzot chalot the peitze. Or hobe arim de hobe arim de chavre. A gemore in perikiro. A gemore in kerikiro. So the number of gemores. But this is one of the gemores. One of the Gemores that from which the all deduces his aloche that psikreishe de liich beslei is muta. Is muta in Luchatel. So there are many Shein Machilik. So some of the Shein Machilik and in the Reinzel level. And they say that there is no difference whatsoever between psikreishe de liichalei and psikreishe de liich beslei. Some of the Shein agree with the Oruch and the Reinzel level. But where is the Oruch? Holds that even on the Rabbonim level, secretion of Yichus Lai is Mutter, it's considered in Yisrael with the Rabbonim. So some of the Shein cases, for example, he should believe that on the Reiser level, die in diesem Dorf, denn sie kriegen die Lichtesleben mit der Reise ins Kanzilatene Mischab. Und wenn sie Kanzilat Mischabe, sie kriegen die Lichale. Was mit der Rabono, so sie kriegen die Lichtesleben ins Kanzilat Mischabe. Die Lichtesleben. So, so actually, the officials, there is the sheet of the oath, there is the sheet of the oath, that the Christian the Yichbeso is considered in the Shabbat, in the Rabbana, in the Smith of Hakurai. There is the sheet of Tetzves, in Shabbat, Dab Gimel, sorry, that the Christian the Yichbeso is not distinguishable from the Christian the Yichale, and it's considered in the Shabbat, and all these Gimores, so, are based upon the fact that it's in Rosh Hashanah from Gufo, but Rosh Hashanah from Gufo is only Shaya Gabi Shabbos, it's not Shaya Gabi Shoy Zui. And then there is the Sheet of Faces. In Ksuvas Dav Zayin, Davo, Misochai says in Zayse, that secretion in Yuchbis Lehi, in the Raise is considered enemy Mishab. But in the Rabbonon it's considered Mishab. So anyway, according to the Oruch, the Pshat here is, in other words, when do we say that psychiatry is considered mishaving? That is, if somebody is mishaving to do one act, but that ipso facto involves another act, and his name from the other act. So then he's considered mishaving. What's the classic example of psychiatry? Psychiatry belongs. That is considered mishab. The literal meaning of psychiatry is you behead the tzipeh, the balchai, and you expect the balchai to remain alive, that's impossible. That's impossible. In spite of the picture that appeared in many magazines of a beheaded chicken, and then it was mentioned that it was alive, because it wasn't life, that is not considered as a manifestation of life, the muscular mobility, you know, of that chicken. So in other words, if you chop off the head of a human being, or let's say of a balchai, so he's not considered alive. So that's kister. So he's considered mess. And even if you notice motion, some muscular motion, so that's not considered life. So, in other words, so Gemara is saying that Tavshin will be made. Suppose the Rambam mentions that example, that the little meaning of psychiatric illness, somebody who has a child, and the child likes to play with the head of the tzipa. He likes, he enjoys playing with the head of the tzipa. But he wants the head of the tzipa. So then he cuts off the head of the tzipa and Shabbos, and he says, I'm not mishaving to take away the life of the tzipeh, but all I'm mishaving is to chop off the head. So it's chayav mishmitzvas neshama, because psikhesho inomus, I mean, you expect to chop off the head and the tzipeh should die. So according to the old, so the reason is why it's chayav echatos, because it's different. Because the child, if the tzipeh will remain alive, so then the child will be disturbed, and perhaps the father of the child, and the mother of the child will be more disturbed. So maybe it's nichalei. But if, let's say, you do a melacha, and an adam is having to do one act, and that necessarily entails another thing that should happen, and you don't care whether it happens or it doesn't happen, so that is a mishab. For example, so one of the Gemaras in Shabbos, let's say, one Meloche is a Reya. What does a Reya mean? You plant, you put seeds in the car. So you plant. Suppose you are mashke, you water the grass, you are also hired, which we told you is a Reya. Because everybody knows that as a result of watering the grass, so the grass grows larger. So, suppose you want to eat, you are on your own, and you want to eat, and you have to wash your hands. So you wash your hands in sandigress, and that the pouring of the water over your hands in sandigress is conducive, is necessarily conducive to the promotion of growth of the grass. Are you allowed to do it or not? So I come to the old. Hobby are the day, hobby are the heart. It all depends. If it's on your own own, so then you are unhindered from the promotion of the growth of the grass. It's your own own, it's your own grass. So then, you are high, which is a layer. But if you do it, let's say on public property or on the property of somebody else, and you don't care either way whether the grass is for the growth or the grass is promoted or not, so then it's a tzikrishe, the lichus way. So according to the Och, it's muta. According to the Och, it's muta. So the Gemara makes the distinction. Hobar the day, hobar the chavre. But according to this is pshat, then the Gemara, so that Gemara goes according to Rav Shimon, because most Hashem pass like Rav Shimon, that the Moch Hashem is the Chalugufo is potter. There are two machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. One machlokes is the general machlokes in Kol HaTorah Kula. So Rav Yehuda says Dov Hashem is Chavim is Oser, and in Kol HaTorah Kula is in Chai. So let's say, according to Rav Yehuda, if in Oser, will, with his hands, he has long hair, and then he'll try to straighten out Bechifif and Paspis with his hands, the hair. And he'll pluck out some, he'll tear out some hair, two sides. He'll be higher rogis, according to me. But he wasn't his having to tear out any hair. But he did it anyway. So, he's higher. According to Rav Shimon, not only are you put there, it's mutar lechatchilah for he knows he'll be Bechifif and Paspis. That's one machlokes. It's one machlokes. Then there is another machlokes, Ishavitke machlokes, between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, said that Meloch Hashem Yitzricha Lugufa. Meloch Hashem Yitzricha Lugufa means you are mischavit to the Meloch Hashem, but you're not interested in the Meloch Hashem per se. You're not interested in the Meloch Hashem per se. Yachim for Beir, and he's not interested in the Beir. He only has to have some offer. He's not interested in the Beir, but he needs offer. He wants to spill some sand in his bias. He wants to spill some sand. So he digs the bear. So he's mischavited in the bear, but it's in really good for. He's not interested in the meloche per se. He's only interested in having the sand. Or let's say, suppose you see a thorn or stones or glass in the Rishus HaRabim, and so you carry the glass, the stones, the pebbles, the thorns, in order to prevent anyone from tumbling or from being injured. So yeah, you carry the Rishus HaRabim, according to Rav Shimon Yapotel. Why? Because it's a rubbish it's going before. Why? You are carrying it because you want the glass. You want, who cares for the glass? He just wants to remove the impediment in the Rishus HaRabim. So he's not interested in the Meloche per se. So according to Rav Shimon, it's Meloche and Tzichel Gufo is better. According to Rav Yehuda, Meloche and Tzichel Gufo is higher. But Rav Yehuda is made it that with Rabbono, Meloche and Tzichel Gufo is also. Rav Shimon is made it. Is that Loha that with Rabbon and Loha Shin Tzricha Lugufo is also the Rabbon. So anyway, so here takes this also, explains, the Oruch explains the Tocha Maskin and the Israeli Shai Yahi. So if it's the only Hodes that he has, so then, true, his primary purpose is to eat a berry. But since he's the only Hodes, so he's Nehne, from reducing the number of berries, because without the plucking off of the berry, he will not be able to be mekayem the mitzvah of lekach lachem. So, because of the plucking off of the berry, so this hodes becomes adapted for the mitzvah, he will be able to mekayem the mitzvah. So, it's even though he's not mischavei, but it's mischavei, he's benefited from it. die sehen gut, wenn keine der Mitzwe. Maschinen gehen die vier Sander an das. Die das nicht hier von der Fitness of the Todes. So, and he blocks all the berries because he wants to eat the berries. Not to be misaki, the Todes. So, in Mele, and it's Loyich Beslei, so it's Mutter. Loyich Beslei, it's Mutter. Loyich Beslei, it's Mutter. All right. Now, that is according to the Oath. Now, according to Tetzves in Shabbos, all over, Tetzves in Shabbos, Shita is that there is no distinction, even on the Reisele, between Psychreshe and Michel and Psychreshe and Michel. No distinction. Psychreshe makes it Mishab. Psychreshe makes it Mishab. So how does Tetzves explain all the Gemara in Shabbos, all the day, all the Chavle, Hatzot Halozin Bapetze? So in other words, if you crush the Halozin, Halozin is a certain kind of an insect. So the blood of which is used as a dye in Tzitzes, see, for Tchelet. So that's the Halozin. So suppose you crush the Halozin, So the Gemara has the kashe, Hatzot Chalozin Bapetze, so Tanikam and Rabon say, is Chayim Shem Toz Nishon. And then Rabbi Yudah says, is Chayim Shtai, if he crushes the Chalozin, is Pitziya the Chalozin, Mishim Toz Nishon, and also Mishim Dishe, Mishim Dosh. Why do the Rabon say, is not Chayim Mishim Dosh? Because in Dishe, we need only Kark. And so it's like, and the fish, the chalozin is a fish. Call it fish, call it insect. But anyway, it's not the way karke. In other words, its sustenance is from the water. It's sustained by the things that are in water. As to whether there is the loch of vishim, behime, is a machlokes Hashem. Let's say to milk a cow. So according to some vishim, it involves the loch of the raise, dosh. Because he obtains the milk from the behemoth. But initially, the behemoth is not the whole of the karke. So then the Vishen say that behemoth is also considered the whole karke. Because it's sustained by karke. So in Mele, so it's considered the whole karke. I mean, a behemoth lives on vegetables. So the melee, and vegetables are karkois, the holy karke. So the melee, since the behemoth is sustained by the holy karke, the behemoth itself is considered by the holy karke. So they say, you are high rechatos if you milk a cow. Then, other shame say that milking a cow involves only a Nisra Bono, not a Nisra Raise. Why not a Nisra Raise? Because in this shall be the holy karke, and the behemoth is not a holy karke. That, so in regard to behemoth, so there are some of the shame who say that it is the karke. But the fish certainly is not the karke, because the fish, like if there was a, let's say, is sustained by the mayim, not by vegetables. So the mele, it's certainly not the karke. So, but Rabbi Yudah says, that's what Chalozi Vapenzi is Chayim Shtayim, Mishum Toz Nishome, and Mishum Dosh, because Rabbi Yudah holds that Yesh Tisha shall not be the karke. But the Rabbanon say, Mishal Yibri Karke, so you only Chayim, Mishum, first Nishom, not Mishum Dosh. The Gemara is the Kashi, so the Gemara, no, so the Gemara is the Kashi, so Rabbi Yudah says, Atzot Halozim Lapensi, so the Rabbanon say, Chayim Mishum Tzot, and not Mishum Dish. And Rabbi Yudah says Chayim Shtayim, Mishum Tzot and Mishum Dish. So then the Gemara has the Kashi, that according to the Rabbanon, we should also be Chayim Shtayim. Mishum Tzot and also Mishum Tzot and Shome. That's why the Gemara has the Kashi. Let him be Mechuye, Mishum Tzot and Shome. I forgot, so I said, he's Chayim, according to Rabbanon, Mishum Tzot and Shome, he's Chayim Mishum Tzot. But the Gemara has the Kashi. Let him be Mechuye, Mishum Tilas, Mishome. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara is determined, Shano Hoso, Kol Hilche, Dileche, Tzolotve. So the Oruch explains it on the basis of psychological lichtus. In other words, he's not interested to kill the chavose. He wants to have the blood. Why is he interested in having the blood on the chavose? He wants to use it as a diet. To diet his chavos. So that's his purpose, that's his cover. He's not interested in killing the chavose. But the fact is that when you start squeezing out a little bit of blood from the chavose, so the chavose dies. The chavose dies. So the Gemara has the kasha. So it's the Moshe Mishavim. So the Gemara has the kasha, but maybe Rav Shimon is kasha or Yomuz. So you see, he should still be mechuyev vipre according to the Rabbanon, who accord with the view of Rav Shimon. Shtayim, achas mishimtzod, veachas mishimtzod mishone. So the Gemara is the teret. Shalom osom, kol heichad leichare, nichare tvei, keheichay on the little domain. In other words, he is not interested in killing the chavose. Not, and on the contrary, he would be happier if he would be able to obtain the blood of the chavose without killing the chavose. So then, the blood, if the chavose will remain alive, so the blood will be brighter. Will be brighter. So the Doruch explains it on the basis of the premise of psychation. Obviously, true, it's a psychation, but it's not the chalazim, it's not mainly from the deadening the chalazim. On the contrary, I mean, the chalazim will not become dead. It will remain alive. It will be just as good and even better. And even better. So the Doruch HaShulchan, the Oruch explains it on the basis of Sikreishe, the Leich Pesle. Sikreishe, the Pesle. Tesves, again, she can say, this is Shabbos, has the Shikha, and there is no distinction between Sikreishe, the Leich Pesle, and Sikreishe, the Nichale, everything is considered in Scham and Reise. So Tesves explained it, when Gemara says that the Rabbonon are like Rav Shimon, they do not mean the Rav Shimon of Dovah Shem Yishavim. They mean the Rav Shimon of Ruach Hashem Yitzchir Legufo. So since he is not interested in the Meloche per se, the Meloche of the first Mishonim, as insofar as the Meloche of the first Mishonim is concerned, so when is the Meloche Yitzchir Legufo, if he is interested in killing the Balchai, here he is not interested in killing the Chalone. So it's a Meloche Yitzchir Legufo. So that's why he's not Chayim Shtayim, he's only Chayim Mishonim. He's not Chayim Mishonim. Nitilas, he's not chayev mishum nitilas nishon. He's not chayev mishum nitilas nishon. So this is how this is explained. This is how this is explained. Now, I just want to mention what's Rashi's explanation. What's Rashi's explanation? Rashi explains it. You see, Rashi explains it. The Rashi is chayev kadosh shite, and not only on the rabbanu level, but Rashi is chayev kadosh shite. And the right level, like Tetzis in Shabbos, not like Tetzis in Suez, that there is no difference between Psikreshe de Yichale and Psikreshe de Yichpesle. But here it's more than Psikreshe de Yichpesle. Here it's Psikreshe de Yichale. You see, there are three situations. There is one situation when one chops off the head of a Balkan, of a Tzipir. Because he wants the head of the tzipeh as a toy for his child. And then it's nichale. Because the child will be annoyed if it will not be there. It will be annoyed, it will be frightened. So it's a psikreshe. It's a psikreshe nichale. That's one situation. Then, of course, everybody agrees that even with the ice, it's considered nichal. Then there is another situation. Like Hobar the day, Hobar the Chavre. When I pour water over my hand on the street, on the lawn in the street, so it doesn't make any difference whether the grass will grow more or not. So it's psychological weakness. So the Oruch says that in psychological weakness, where it's considered in Mishrami, and it's in with all the Chavre. Then there is a third situation. Like Hatzot Chavose Vapeitze, where I am mishabim to squeeze out blood from the Chavose. And Mimele, it entails the deadening of the Chavose. And not only I am not Mimele, I am unhappy about the fact the one who crushes, who squeezes out the blood of the chosen, he is very unhappy about the fact that the chosen dies. He would be much happier if the chosen he could squeeze out the blood without killing the chosen, because then it will be even a more colorful dye. It will be a more effective dye, but can't help it. So the dye is not so colorful. So it's the best he can do, but it's not, that's called loy nichale. Now some of the shayim use the expressions loy nichale interchangeably. But some of the shayim would say, like the real in Shabbos, he's midayik, and he is midayik. Sometimes he uses the expression loy nichale, he means it entails a rochet. And he's indifferent, he doesn't care, and this, when he uses the expression l'nichale, he means he does care, but kosher. So, Rashi said, ki amrimon meid rabshinen b'psikreishe hayre ki gei b'psikreishe l'nichpesle d'ozo chaye, but avo b'psikreishe avo kan l'nichale. The kol kame de leicha and nicha le tvei, the kosher le hadovo. it's considered any mishal. Rashi doesn't say that. So he says, keep shekoshalei, tafayin gimui, kolgodu, in Shabbos. So keeping the kosherei, or maybe tafayin hei, I don't remember. So keep shekoshalei, loy habim leches machshetz. So Rashi bases it upon the fact that it's not in leches machshetz. So the implication being, the same thing in other soil, let's say in Nozia will comb his hair, and he will not be mishaving to tear out hair. But let's assume that it's a psychation. I'm not saying that it's a psychation, but let's assume that when you comb the hair, it is a psychation. I mean, it's a shadow whether it is a psychation or not. Let's assume. The Rivosh says it is a psychation, some say it's not a psychation. All right, but let's assume it is a psychation. But he doesn't want to lose any hair. He doesn't want. But he has to come. He decides, he prefers the lesser of two evils instead of having the hair messed up. So it's better for him to lose some hair. And it's a psychation that he will tear out some hair. It's kosher. So according to Rashi, he'll be chayiv malakas in Nosia. Because only Gabi Shabbos, where there is a loche of melaches machshemes. So then we say, if it's kosher, so it's not melaches machshemes. But in Kolat Yekure, there is no aloche of melaches machshemes. So Rashi Shite is not like the aloch. But Rashi Shite, you see, you find some Rishayim who will make the distinction between Psikreshe or Yechmesle and Psikreshe with Yechrei, that on the basis of a general principle in Kolater Ekole, that Psikreshe or Yechmesle is considered Mishabu and Reisalad. But Psikreshe or Yechrei, since he's makpit and he's unhappy about the fact that in my Sisa is done, if my Sisa is done, then it's considered any Mishabu. But it's not Rashi Shita. That Shita you'll find in the mirror in Shabbos. But Rashi Shita is that insofar as Dovashim is having is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. Psychation Michalay, Psychation Michalay, Psychation Loy Michalay, Koshalay, it's all considered Mishab. But by Shabbos, there is a Loche of Melachet Machshavos. So if it's Koshalay, and he's unhappy of the Meloche that is done in Melech, that he is not mishavim mamesh. So then it's inconsistent to Iluach Mashiach. All right. Now, the question is this. So, now, according to Rashi Shite, how can Rashi explain this Gemara? According to the Aruch, so the Pshat of this Gemara is the same as the Pshat of that Gemara, like the Gemara of Tzachos and the Peitzik, the Chaim Hei in Shabbos, like the Gemara of the Chavre, the Kufalef in Shabbos, and the Gemara in Kiro, is the same Pshat. Psikreish of Rich, this way is considered in Mishra. Here too, since it is for Yishai Tachite, it's considered in Mishra. But the question is, how about Tesis? So Tesis Shite in Shabbos. So Bishlam takes the Shite in Ksubetz, which is on the right side, the same Shite, as the Oruch, then on the right side of the creation of Yechpesle is in Mishab. But the Oruch says in Midrabonon, it's in Mishab. Tesis says in Midrabonon, it's considered Mishab. So the Mele, Tesis in Ksubetz explains, this Gemore, since Midrabonon is considered for Yechpesle, it's considered in Mishab. But Midrabonon is considered Mishab. So, in regard to a Nisa de Rabbonon, and the Mokin Mitzvah, like let's say, being Misaki in the Hodes, that's only a Shmuz de Rabbonon. And it's a Mokin Mitzvah. So the Mele, this kind of Shmuz, this Shmuz, the Mokin Mitzvah is not also, because Midraise, there is no Loche of Makin Patish. Only Midrabon. And Midraise, it wouldn't be Mishaven even if it involved the Melach Midraise, it wouldn't be Mishaven. Because it's a special Yerbesan. But Only with Rabbanim's concern of Mishchavi. So we make a mitzvah. Psikrei shelo yich besrei, in the loch of Rabbanim, we make a mitzvah, is good. And here it's a question of mitzvah. That, what is it?
Why is it a mitzvah?
The mitzvah, to be mikayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Mikim.
That's only because they have another Rabbanim.
What is it?
That's only because they have another
Rabbanim. All right! So, but anyway, but this others is nicer. So it involves the meaning of Zekiri Vavei. And then, and the other others, he can get the other others, he can borrow, or he can ask the other person to be marked to him, but it will be easier for him if he doesn't have to resort to any favors. So it's still the Mokim Mitzvah.
Right, it's Mokim Mitzvah, it's Mishavim.
What?
It's Mishavim.
No, he's not Mishavim. When he does it, so he does it in order to eat the bag. That's his purpose. But since it will involve the mitzvah, it will make it easier for him to be mikayim the mitzvah. Or even there's a kiri valveyu, so the way it's moving. This is according to Tesis. Alright. Now, the question is according to Tesis in Shabbos. So he, and in the Reis level, he holds that Tzikreshen Michal, he has the same status as Tzikreshen Michal. But all these Gemara's of Chalos and Bepeitzin, not Chayyab, Shibbot and Shomek, and let's say, Barad Chavre is not Chayyab, Mishim Zereya, he's not Chayyab, Mishim Zereya. Why? Because it's Lohash and Tzrichal Guf. So, in those Gemara's, we understand that. That since it's Lohash and Tzrichal Guf, and we pass it like Hashim Lohash and Tzrichal Guf, he's Potter, so he's Potter. But also it is. But here the Gemara says, that Rav Shimon ben Elozor, Rav Shimon, Shomo Mikavuye, and his matter of Hatchile to reduce it. His matter of Hatchile to reduce it. So, you cannot be matter of Hatchile in Loch Hashem Tzvi Rufo. I mean, will Rav Shimon be Matia? Will Rav Shimon be Matia in Loch Hashem Tzvi Rufo in Hatchile? Let's say that you are allowed to be Hefer and Beir if you are only interested in offer. You're allowed to take away the thorn from the Mishus Rabbi because you're not interested in the thorn. Has Shalom, I mean. So, on the contrary, that the Rabbanon of the Lord Hashem Tzimtom Gufo is more humble than according to the Ramban than all other Rabbanos. Because there is a law that comes at least is being all the Rabbanos. All the Rabbanos. So, if let's say a mess is mutl nikamos and the mess is masriach, or there is a bizoin abris, the other people who are nikamos, so you are allowed to take away the mess from nikamos. Carrying from nikamos, which are yochim. Why? Because since it's only nikamos, so it's only yisoy, it's only the rabbanon, so kabbal abris is there. Whether it comes to Abriyah, some of the mess, or it comes to Abriyah, some of the Chaim, who are Mizbazel, when the mess is Nisrach. That's another Machlek is Meshem. But comes to Abriyah, it's there. So the Ramban asks, why does the Mishnah say, that Rav Shimon says, that if somebody is made to a mess from the Mishnah Sarabi, so he's Potter, because it's in Moshe, it's a Rabbi Bufo, because it's looking for the implication being what it is, it should be muta to at all. It's not a couple of days for a mess to be muta on the street. So the Ramban says, and Rav Shimon says it's potter, it's in Lohash, it's looking for. It should be muta to at all to take away the mess from which is Rabbi. So the Ramban says that even though a couple of days is there, every is a Rabbanon, but this the Rabbanon of Mohash and Tzrihu Gufo is Mohamo, and Kobet Abriyas is not Eche. Why? Because the same Maiseh under other circumstances would constitute a Mohash and Tzrihu. So the Melech seems the same Maiseh, the same Mohash, if he'll be interested, let's say, in having the mess. Let's say, suppose the mess is in the Rishus Rabbi. And a doctor wants to perform an autopsy upon the mess. Not because he wants to get rid of the mess. He wants to take a blood test and to draw out some blood from that mess. He was killed in an accident. So he wants to perform an autopsy on that mess. And there will be made to see the mess to each office, to the hospital, in order to perform an autopsy and to draw out some blood, then we'll be hired, because then it will be on Lohatzikhalgovo. So, seems the same act in a different situation, under different circumstances, would constitute a Nisaraganse. So even when it is under circumstances that it constitutes a Nisaraganse, so the Chachotim will mach. So on the contrary, so we see that the Shmuz of Lo Hashem Yitzchichal Yigufo is more Chomor than any other Shmuz. So the question arises, according to thesis, Shikin Shabbos, all these Gemores, Hobar Adidei, Hobar Adichavre, Shane Hoche, Tichon Kamed Uleiche, Nichal Yitvei, Keichan Ritzel Udone. So these Gemores can be explained, because these Gemores only say that he is Potter. So all these Gemores accord with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, still could be Potter. But also it is, and the Yisrael Adonam is more humble than any other Yisrael. So why does Rav Shimon say that it's middle of Achille? So this is what Tesis says. So Tesis says here, so he says, if you hold the Yishai Hochet, the Yisrael Yishai Yisrael, at the end of the last Tesis, here in Bali, how many Shemiyos have been Yochai Shemiyos Yisrael Yufo? We have a God that feel Rav Shimon Potter al Yosea, Hoche Shonem Mishu Yitzve. Ubefere Kamed Iksuez Gabi, Mishu Chayzeh Mizayzeh Arach. So he says a very strange thing, a very strange story, that Moche Shemitzrich Lugufo is more calm than any other Shmuz. I mean, that's inconceivable. No Shmuz is allowed be Moche Mitzvah. Did you ever hear that one should be allowed to do a Shmuz to carry the camel as Moche Mitzvah? Carry Moche Mitzvah. In other words, one is not allowed to carry out the Sefer Torah in order to become the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah in the Shul, even if he carries it through a Carmelis. And Carmelis is not as humble as Melocha Shem Tzrei Lugufo, because Melocha Shem, so Kondabrius is Leiche the Yisrael also in Carmelis, but Kondabrius is not Leiche the Yisrael of Melocha Shem Tzrei Lugufo in Rishus Rabbi. So how does he say that? The answer, so a very simple answer. Here, we're not faced with Meloche Deraisi anyway, because he's not misaking money with Deraisi. He doesn't involve an Issa of Man Meloche Deraisi, only with Rabbanon, because it's a legal thing. But Chachomim asa the legal thing to do. So in other words, so where it is, in Meloche Shem Tzricha Ligufo, in Yishmus, in Moke Mitzvah, the Chachomim Omad. Meloche Shem Tzricha Ligufo, in Yishmus, the Chachomim will matter be Moke Mitzvah. This is the issue. Now, the question is, how will Rashi explain this? So Bishleime, Rashi, the Gemore, of Ha'odal, and Ha'odal, and Ha'odal, so Rashi can explain why this is in Shabbos. Because we pass in like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, it's going to be this one. Bishleime, the Gemore, of Hatzot Chalos in the Pesach, Sham Hosom, the Kol Kam Yilich, and Yichal Yitvei, Kechal Yitzol Dome. So Rashi explains it, because it's kosher. So maybe it's not Lechaz Machsheves. So maybe it's Potter. But it's not. But here, how will Rashi explain it? Rashi cannot explain it on the basis of the Sheet of the Oog, because Rashi and Sham is not Vayim Dalet. So, Vayim Hei. So explicitly, he's explicitly chayrik on the law, and he says that psychation yirpesli is chayrik, and then he couldn't explain it on the basis of Lo Hashem Tzricho Ligufo, because Lo Hashem Tzricho Ligufo is also the Rabbanon, and Rashi doesn't say this chidesh, I mean Lo Hashem Tzricho Ligufo. And so Rashi has to explain this Gemara differently. How differently? So let's see how Rashi explains it. לא יצריך את ישראל שאלת האחית ולא יצורך לה יהיו תכן כאן תנקוי לא יצריך לה אחשוי ולא יצור מחש לבצקי שתו עושה מכירת נתור שום למה נפשך ואוכל נקל תנקוי אבל להב האחית משהו למענה תו הצורך לא אוכל ואף אגב הוא מסחר לא אוכל עושה תאב לבצקי שבו יום סורה שיש נות לגבי דפן שם נעודי עושה מייח says that in the Rambam. I don't understand why the Yosameach doesn't mention the Rashi Suki. I don't know, maybe he does. My impression is that he doesn't. He doesn't. So Rashi has, but the Yosemite says the same thing that Rashi says. Rashi says that here the reason is why the Rebbe Rav Shimon says it's mutar to pluck up the berries, because here if he is not mishaved, here if he is not mishaved, so it's not even itik. So it's not even considered itik. In other words, if it's Israel shaita achrit, if it's Israel shaita achrit, so it's not even misakin what. If there had been a physical tickle, so then it wouldn't make any difference. A physical tickle is a physical tickle. Let's say, if somebody is misaki a kill, he fixes a kill, but he has 100 other kill, the same sort. And even if this kill wouldn't be fixed, he will not be faced with a problem, because he has the same kill, 100 other of the same kill. So will anyone say he's not misakin, because after all he doesn't need it? If there is a physical tikkun, so a physical tikkun is a tikkun, whether he needs it or he needs the tikkun or he doesn't need the tikkun, so it's a tikkun. Mashenkin here, there is no physical tikkun. Plucking off the berries is a legal tikkun. It's a legal tikkun. It's a legal tikkun. Why is it a legal tikkun? Why? Because it cannot be used. Because until you pluck off the berries, as long as it has 11 berries, so it's not wrong for the mitzvah. When you pluck off one, it has only 10 berries, not more than the number of leaves. It is all the mitzvah. So that's the tikkun. So b'medvar amuli, if he needs this honest for the mitzvah, but if he can be ate in the mitzvah without recourse to this honest, so what kind of a tikkun is it? There isn't even a legal tikkun. He doesn't accomplish it. If it's a physical tikkun, so then it's a tikkun. Whether he needs it or he doesn't need it, he's misaking the guf adovo. But here, it's only a tikkun for himself, how could he? But as far as a kiyum mitzvah is concerned, he can be kind of mitzvah without this others. Another others, he'll ask his friend, give it to me. Give it to me. So, he'll borrow it if it's not your definition. So remember, there is no tikkun. This is what Rashi says. Alright. Vochalekun tikkun klal. Avu lehabe achrite. Mashmu imone. Dochachor loche. Viab. Vafu gav du misram loche. Osea. Dehabe special yomus. So again, here too, Rashi reiterates a shite that is chelka loch. And we see from this Rashi that we see the as many shame. And there is one motion in Tisvis, in Shabbos, who says that psikration in Yichbislein is osea in Yochel Raisi, but psikration in Yichbislein is mutea in Yochel Rabbah. Even Shalom is working in Tisvis. Even Shalom is working in Tisvis. As a matter of fact, it's one motion in Tisvis, in Yichbis also. One motion in Tisvis, in Yichbis, says, because we're working in Tisvis. And another motion says, even Shalom is working in Tisvis. You enjoy the mockings. Because, in other words, what was raised here, I mean, after all, he has in Shaina Achite, so what kind of mockings is it? So I said, in order to explain that Washington is exuberant, it is still mockings, because let's say this Hodes is more beautiful. So it will be a Hido mitzvah. The other Hodes is a kosher Hodes, but it's not. So nice. Let's say, the other one is, yes, to ask somebody here without any asking. So it is considered mocking mitzvah. But there is another Russian thesis in Subes that says that the reason is why it's muter. Here, why muter? Because it's obscuration of Yichbeslei. And even though obscuration of Yichbeslei, I mean, thesis doesn't spell it out, but other machines spell it out. So, even though psikreshen yichbeslei is osea, but that's only in Lochel Raisi it's osea, but in Lochel Rabbonon it's not osea. How can that be explained? In other words, on the basis of this is shitting sudas, that on the Raisa level psikreshen yichbeslei is considered in Mishab, but Yisrael can be oruch on the Rabbonon level. With Rabbonon it's considered Mishabim, so Meile, vis-a-vis in Lochel Rabbonon, So the Chachamim didn't imply that it should be considered mischavim. It should be considered mischavim. Now, so there are, and there is one Moshe Tetzis in one of the Tetzis in Shabbos, the Tzichesh and Yichbos in Melochet Rabbonon is Muta Lechatchila. Is Muta Lechatchila. But from this Rashi it appears that Tzichesh and Yichbos is Oseh even in Melochet Rabbonon, because here it involves Melochet Rabbonon. The tikkunani, and still Rashi says that the only reason as to why it's mutar is because like a tikkun kli klal, because it's only shayt achre. But if it did involve the tikkun kli, even though it's a tikkun kli in Rabbanon, then it would be osa, even though it's a discretion in Yichvesrei. Because Rashi shita means that discretion in Yichvesrei is osa even in Melachah Rabbanon. All right, now Tana Rabbanon, who taravde beyond every kavod shal yarek. How does one me'agli yarek, let's say some carrots, he just takes a number of carrots together, or onions, and like this, that's no kesha, it's not kesha sokayone, it's mutar to make such a, to tie it that way, so it's mutar on Shabbos. So suppose the igud was severed on Yom Tov, so how should he do it? He should be eating it the way you are eating the yarek. Doesn't involve any Yisrael, it's not Keshet Chayom. V'amai v'yive, v'amai v'yive meyve, now let you make a bow, and that's not considered a Kesher, if you do this, if you make a bow. So that's not considered a Kesher. So the Gemara says, Homan Rabbi Yudai, the Omar, Ani Mekshira Ma'ayisi. Rabbi Yudai, we don't pass like Rabbi Yudai. But Rabbi Yudai Shikri is that the bow is considered a real Kesher. And if somebody will make it bow and Shabbos, then the Chayim Chatos. So that's why the Brisa says he should be married it like Yerek, because they call him from Yudai. Because according to Rabbanan from Yudai, so in Mitzvah Mitzvah, he shouldn't be married it like Yerek. Doesn't look so nice when you're married by Yerek. If you make it bow, so it looks nicer. So he should make it bow. But the man of Rabbi Yudah, man of Kishra Malis, the Rabbi Yudah, and the Malis a boy, so it's Ulef Tzor Chaget, so it's Ulef Tzor Chaget, and if Ulef is Tzor Chaget, if Ulef is Tzor Chaget, so then it has to be a real Aget. And just to do it like this, that's not an Aget. That's not considered a good. If it's only a question of Zekeri Bamvei, all right, so that agrees. So of course, the real Igut is nicer, but to be added like Yarek is also a little bit of evil. But if Ulef Tzor Chaget, then it must be Meuged Mamish. There has to be a real Kesha, not just to be married the way you are Meuged, a bunch of carrots. So, Haitani is someone like Avosi Bechor, they will publish a Ralei Bechor. Okay, we'll leave it here. Now, Thursday will be the last year. So we have to go over the thesis, and you should look up the Rambam. The Rambam is difficult because here the Gemara says that it's only patient in regard to Dochum Yikore, the Toya of Dochum Mitzvahs. But Nira v'Nitche is Chizri, whether it's Dicho or not, is a violation. And still the Rambam passes that Yahweh. Somehow the Bach gives the misdirects that it's only. That's not so poshut. That's not poshut. And then you go over all the cases, and then I would like to give a long shear Thursday, since it's last shear. I would like to cover it up to the Mishnah of Esri Kagosov.
should use it right over there, and we should explain. Tell us what's the best thing for a monochromatic situation that makes a difference. I think it's causing a difference in the situation, maybe it's going to be a great way to find our